shallow waters I can see your clear waves lapping at my feet. The lifeless
Join us at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues in New York City, May 2013. We're interviewing Indigenous leaders on what free, prior and informed consent means to them. Now let's hear from youth leader Takaya Blaney of the Slimen Nation in British Columbia.
When I was 8 years old, I saw an article in the newspaper. And in that article, it was about the Northern Gateway Pipeline. And before that, I was very involved in the environment, not in activism, but just in taking walks and listening to the birds and sitting down and just absorbing that beauty of life and of nature, because I had the opportunity to be exposed to, you know, that natural feeling of being in nature. When they say it takes a community to raise a child, as much as that's true, it also takes an environment to raise a child. I mean, this generation, a majority of the kids and of the youth are not exposed to the environment, and that's mainly because of pollution and as well because there's not a lot of opportunities to go into the wild in the middle of a city. So basically, there's a generation that's being raised that is disconnected to the environment. Once you're disconnected, you lose a sense of caring to the environment. How are you supposed to care for something that's so alien that you don't know? So, I mean, that's a generation that has no knowledge of the environment and has no experience in caring for it. That's going to be raising the next generation, the generation after that. So I had the experience to actually be connected to the land. And so I was, even at that age, I was also, as well, you know, at the same time, it was very lush and very beautiful in the parts where it wasn't destroyed in Slam. But at the same time, I was noticing the parts that were destroyed. Our old village was called Tishosum, meaning place of the spawning herring. We were forced out of our own territory, and there are no more herring there anymore. I was aware of that even at a very, very young age, and that doubt and that worry about, could this be the future of Slimen, that destruction that I've seen in those parts of the territories where corporations think that we can't see that part of the territory, is that gonna be in the future all of Slimen? So I mean, that's all of those doubts and all of those worries just came flooding back when I saw an article in the newspaper, and it was about the Northern Gateway Pipeline. And the Northern Gateway Pipeline is a pipeline going from Bruderheim, Alberta, from the tar sands to Kitimat, BC, and from there going down on supertankers down to California and to China. So that was, it's crossing over 45 different First Nations territories and putting at risk 45 different cultures, 45 different languages, and these diverse cultures that are being put at risk because of money, because of greed. And so I was, and all of those worries, they flooded back to me in a huge tsunami when I saw this. And from there, I just decided to write a song. I'm a singer, songwriter, and I decided to write a song about a future where this oil spill from the Northern Gateway Pipeline and from the supertankers, if it goes through, just reminding people that this oil spill is very possible. A lot of people in British Columbia, they can't imagine a place, you know, they can't imagine BC without that beautiful lush quality, because it's so in front of you, it's so real. It's just like, how can I imagine that being gone, because it's such a big part of our lives. But, you know, it is a possibility if this does happen. So from the age of 8 to now, I've been involved in opposing this project. So I wrote a song called Shallow Waters.
Oh, why do tears fall from the sky? Oh, have we given up? Please tell me why. Remember the salty ocean breeze? We used to build castles on the beach, splashing around in the summer heat. Now it's just oil up to our knees. Bring back the days we used to care, when all of these troubles were not there. Cry for help. This is my song. If we do nothing, it'll all be gone. In shallow waters, I used to see. The wondrous life God created to be. But tankers and pipelines keep coming through. I turned my head and so did you. Oh, 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 oh. Why do tears fall from the sky? Oh, 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 oh. Have we given up? Please tell me why. In shallow waters I can't see your clear waves lapping at my feet.
For more information, visit cs.org/consent.